We'll start with an opening statement from Coach, and then we'll open it up for questions. Go ahead, Juwan.
Well, we're very pleased with the win. I think LaSalle is a team that's improved, and they have very good young talent. They play hard, and I didn't put much into their record. I think they're going to be a good basketball team, and good win for us on the road. I was thoroughly disgusted with our lackluster defensive performance in the first half, but when you let a guy like Harris get going, and then we actually defended him a few times in the second half with a hand in his face, and he hit big shots, but once he gets going like that, it's tough to stop him. Between the post play for LaSalle and Harris's perimeter shooting, was difficult for us to get a handle on them.
Questions?
Coach, can you talk about Darren Smith's game, especially in the second half defensively?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a hunch I had, and he sublets his shoulder against Seton Hall. He's got a partially torn labrum, and he's been day-to-day. He's missed quite a few practices, and really wasn't counting on him, but we had such a difficult time defending the first half, and even offensively we were getting pressured on the perimeter a little too much, so decided to give him a try, and he came through big time, to say the least, defensively and offensively.
Coach, your team tonight had another big guy to score points in the paint, 58
at the same time. It's our number one priority is get the ball inside. We like to post five different guys. We post our guards. I'm a little surprised. It says we had 12 fast break points. I thought we had more. I thought we did a good job on our fast break. But yeah, that's where we want the ball inside. We want to play inside-out basketball.
Good effort by Mark Zoller today, both in offense and defense, 28 points. Talk about his shooting for you today.
Well, Mark's a warrior. He's very experienced. He's a competitor. These big five games he's ready for. And, he's been a terrific player for us all year long. We can count on him every game. So he had another terrific game, and so did this guy here.
Coach, LaSalle came in tonight as one of the top teams in the country. Offensive rebound, did you make that a point of emphasis?
We made Harris a point of emphasis, and we made their post play a point of emphasis, and we made their offensive rebound a point of emphasis, or at least I did. It didn't get across in the first half, so I'll take the blame for that.
Coach, did you envision a game in the 90s, Big Five games, this type of scoring you don't usually see? Did that surprise you?
I've heard that many times, and we're in a high-scoring game against Villanova, so this is two for two for us. I'd like to see a little more defense on our end, but we like to score points. It's fun.
Can you talk a little bit about your performance on the stretch there?
Well, it was big. We kept on going back to the same play, which is a ball screen play, and kept on scoring. We must have ran it 8 times, maybe 10 times in a row, and I think we scored or got something good off it 8 or 10 times in a row. E.B. made good reads, good decisions, and big shots.
David, can you talk about the pace of this game? Is this a pace that you enjoy playing at, this back and forth?
Yeah, I think over the summer, I worked out a lot at this pace, actually with a lot of guys on that team, and Mark, and, Coach pushes us in practice, and he wants to run a lot, so I'm kind of comfortable playing this pace, and of course, playing in the parks back home. That's the pace we play at. So, yeah, it's something I've been waiting to do for a while.
Mark, you're kind of as a stretch for this game with 3 straight Big Five games. I'm sure you being a senior, this being the last go around, and if there being something extra you want to close in the end like this, that you really want to give a little something more?
Yeah, definitely these Big Five games. I mean, being from the area, that also, I think it's a little extra incentive. And down the stretch, I guess I know I won't the ball in either myself or Evie's hand. I know we're going to make the play just because we've been so experienced and have been through so many of these games. As a senior, we just feel like we should step up and make those big shots, and tonight we did.
Mark, did you jam your thumb in the first half, or it looked like you...
Yeah, I got a little scratch and just started bleeding. Yeah. Nothing too serious.
Something happens to Mark every game.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Yeah, Glenn, I'm curious what you thought of Brian Grandieri as opposing coach. And then, has he exceeded your expectations?
Well, he's a crafty player. He has a high basketball IQ. And I always thought he was a player that had competing against him, that had a nose for the ball. Did a lot of things well. Nothing stood out, but just a guy who's always there and gives you consistent play, and he's done nothing but that this year for playing for me, and I'm very pleased with his play to this point.
Anything else? Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.